News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Governor Scott Walker in central Wisconsin this afternoon addressing the Wisconsin Conservation Congress Convention at Stony Creek and Rothschild. He said that one of the topics was the walleye initiative.
That's why we've been aggressive in trying to bring together not only DNR fish hatcheries, but private fish hatcheries, even tribal and municipal fish hatcheries and aquaponic programs to make sure that we have more fingerlings in, which leads to more fish.
The governor said the state's working hard to offset spearfishing with more stocking through the walleye initiative, and they are very aggressive.
We went from 40,000 fingerlings before the initiative to 440,000 as of last November. Our goal is for the next several years to get up to 750,000. And we think that'll bring great success for people who want to have success fishing.
Hand sanitation stations being removed from Madison City County building. It's a strange reason, too. Bob Haig tells what that is.
This is Police Lieutenant Dave McCaw.
Alcoholics, people who are abusing alcohol, have found out that there's alcohol in it and choose to consume it to become intoxicated.
Jeffrey Lafferty with Public Health says drinking hand sanitizer can be twice as strong as vodka, 120 proof on the low end.
Because the alcohol concentration is so high, you're ingesting a poisonous dose before you start feeling that effect that you're going for. You also have fragrances, you have glycerine, and a variety of other chemicals that could range from non-toxic to being toxic.
McCaw says people had either been drinking it right from the dispenser or walking away with the entire gel pack. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Last night, a crash off of Stewart Avenue in Wausau, where an SUV went right through the front glass doors at the UW-Marathon County Center for Civic Engagement. Wausau Police Chief Jeff Hardell said that the man slipped off the brake pedal and hit the gas.
We did issue two citations, one for inattentive driving and one for failure to wear seatbelt.
The man's name has not yet been released. Oneida County Sheriff's Department has a new chief deputy. He's Lieutenant Daniel Hess, promoted to second in command by Sheriff Grady Hartman. Hess succeeds John Sweeney, who retired in March. A Wausau City worker was in court today, and his preliminary hearing was waived. 58-year-old Dennis Rice charged with using a computer to facilitate a child sex crime. He was on administrative leave, but did go back to work this last Monday. No new court date has been set. You ever get frustrated waiting for the train to move off the tracks so you can drive through or walk across the tracks? You're not alone. Residents in the Junction City area gave the Canadian National Railroad an earful last night. They're trying to reduce how often trains stop in the village, blocking the rail crossing, sometimes for several hours. Portage County District Attorney Louis Malevsky Jr. argued the company is just paying the citations for blocking the lines and treated like a cost of doing business.
If they're just going to keep paying it like a cost of doing business, it doesn't solve the problems we heard tonight in Junction City, and that's what needs to be solved. The railroad is smart enough. They have GPS satellites. They know where their trains are to fix this issue, and it's about time they do.
The railroad says the impact of cold weather on equipment and time limits on engineers operating trains are responsible for many backlogs. Right now, up to 50 trains going through each and every day. It was supposed to be a surprise. UW-Madison now confirms that the Badger Anthem Jump Around will be played at graduation May 17th at Camp Randall Stadium. It's the first time in 25 years the UW flagship campus is having one single commencement at the 80,000-seat football stadium, this instead of four ceremonies at the Kohl Center. Speaking of the Badgers, Ben Brust from the basketball team getting a tryout with the Bucks today, and he and the rest of his teammates are at the Brewers game. Because the Badgers are being recognized for their Final Four appearance with the Brew Crew, Brewers giving the Badgers the first pitch before the Yankees game. The Storm Track 9 forecast from forecaster Caleb Cox tonight. Decreasing clouds, look for a low of 41. Saturday, mostly sunny and quite nice through the mid-afternoon. And we'll have increasing clouds toward evening. The high, 69 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy and a 60% chance of light rain after midnight. Expect a low of 41. Mostly cloudy, 60% chance of showers or isolated storms, mostly in the morning. Look for a high of 69. Then Monday, clouds and rain likely. Isolated storms possible, too, and a high of 65. Looking ahead to Tuesday, clouds cool and chance of showers again, 57. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.